From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Time now for your comments. We received several letters about our story on the shackling of incarcerated women during childbirth and a class action lawsuit against Cook County, Illinois.
Several of you were upset by what Steve Patterson, the spokesman for the Cook County Sheriff, had to say. He framed the issue as, when is a person in labor? And pointed out that correctional officers must rely on medical personnel to make that call before removing restraints.
Well, Amy Mallison Austin of Shinglehouse, Pennsylvania writes this. That story made me sick. Listening to that man wondering what labor and delivery are made me think of President Clinton wondering what the definition of is. Mallison Austin says she's given birth to 5 children and insists that even if she were a double murderer, escaping would be the very last thing from her mind if she were in labor. As she puts it, I certainly wouldn't get up and go anywhere.
Well, Mary Helen Rossi of Westchester, Pennsylvania, says that the story hit her hard, especially since the majority of incarcerated women are in prison for nonviolent crimes. She writes, "Excuse me, but not only do we put women in prison because they are drug addicts, but we also subject them to inhumane treatment while undergoing what can be one of the most intense experiences a woman can have. And how can it be that many of the prison wardens reported that they hadn't considered shackling as a health risk or inhumane treatment?"
But Frederick Miller of Denver, Colorado, had a different reaction to the story. He writes this, "Some pregnant prisoners suffer from mental illness and may be psychotic. Unrestrained, psychotic, or violent offenders may harm themselves, correctional staff, medical staff, and other hospital patients. Correctional officers have a duty to protect the public and the right to protect themselves."
Well, you can send us your comments at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.